السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف عبدالله الشيخ أول رومي وقت تبريد الدورة الشيخ العرب العجم هذا شاهد فهو الاقتصاد نور العمر قده. The title is چند دن خونے تمنا سے خدا مل جائے. As it says, a few days of sacrifice of khun-e tamanna, the haram desires, to sacrifice your haram desire, you get Allah. What a great bargain, you can say in English.
خالقِ شمس و قمر جس دل میں بھی آ جائے ہے خالقِ شمس و قمر جس دل میں بھی آ جائے ہے اس کے نورِ قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے اس کے نورِ قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے خالقِ شمس و قمر جس دل میں بھی آ جائے ہے اس کے نورِ قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے اس کے جلووں کی تجلی دل میں جب لہرائے ہے اس کے جلووں کی تجلی اس کے جلووں کی تجلی دل میں جب لہرائے ہے سارے عالم کا تماشا سارے عالم کا تماشا بے قدر ہو جائے ہے چند دن خونِ تمنا سے خدا مل جائے ہے خالقِ حسنِ بتا سے پردہ جب اٹھ جائے ہے خالقِ حسنِ بتا سے پردہ جب اٹھ جائے ہے گرمیِ حسنِ بتا سب گرمیِ حسنِ بتا سب سرد کیوں ہو جائے ہے اس کے نورِ قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے خالقِ شمس و قمر جس دل میں بھی آ جائے ہے اس کے نورِ قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے دل میں یادِ حق گرمی دل میں یادِ حق کی گرمی دل کو جب گرمائے ہے دل میں یادِ حق کی گرمی دل کو جب گرمائے ہے یاد ہر لیلائے پانی یاد ہر لیلائے پانی سرد پھر ہو جائے ہے اس کے نورِ قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے آہ جب دنیا سے کوئی آخرت کو جائے ہے آہ جب دنیا سے کوئی آخرت کو جائے ہے بس اکیلا جائے ہے وہ بس اکیلا جائے ہے اور سب دھرا رہ جائے ہے اس کے نورِ قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے شیخ توجہ والا چاہوں گا لا الہ ہے مقدم کلمہِ توحید میں لا الہ ہے مقدم کلمہِ توحید میں کیوں غیرِ حق جب جائے ہے غیرِ حق جب جائے ہے تب دل میں حق آ جائے ہے غیرِ حق جب جائے ہے تب دل میں حق آ جائے ہے اس کے نورِ قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے سارے عالم میں یہی سارے عالم میں یہی اختر کی ہے آہ و پکار کیا سارے عالم میں یہی اختر کی ہے آہ و پکار حضرت کی ہے آہو فغا. چند دن خونے تمنا, چند دن خونے تمنا, چند دن خونے تمنا سے خدا مل جائے ہے. چند دن خونے تمنا سے خدا مل جائے ہے. خالق شمس و قمر, خالق شمس و قمر جس دل میں بھی آ جائے ہے, اس کے نور قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے. اس کے جلووں کی تجلی دل میں جب لہرائے ہے, سارے عالم کا تماشا بے قدر ہو جائے ہے. خالق شمس و قمر جس دل میں بھی آ جائے ہے, اس کے نور قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے. اور لا الہ ہے مقدم کلمہ توحید میں, غیر حق جب جائے ہے تب دل میں حق آ جائے ہے. خالق شمس و قمر جس دل میں بھی آ جائے ہے. چند دن خونے تمنا سے خدا مل جائے ہے.
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا اما بعد. فرینڈز, دیز آر دی اشعار mentioned just now by Mulana, that ashar are not for entertainment, it's really to take lesson, and I'm most in need of that lesson. Yeah, these are the ashar of an ardent lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that spent his entire life in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as is in the last couplet, that this was the object of his life, to introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people, to join the makhluk to the khaliq. And in the very first stanza, in the very first couplet, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi uses the word khaliq, the creator. So these are the ashar of Rumiya Zamana Tabriz Dora, Arif Billah Hazrat Mulana Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, teaching us the object of life. That chand din khoon tamanna se khuda mil jaye. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us a question in Quran Sharif, that have we created you without any purpose? Some foolery, as if like how Allah forgive and Allah save us, but like watching a football match, a cricket match or something, at what the players are doing, what's happening. Did Allah create us for this? And now let us see what happens if I send a flood here, what will be the reaction? If I send an earthquake there, what will the people do? That's not why Allah created us. Allah created us with a purpose. And that purpose is to bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. Allah says, لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَيْ يَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me here for a purpose. The sun rising and sun setting and changing of the seasons and different conditions that coming upon us, this is all to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize and realize that I am coming to this world for a very short space of time. How short is this space of time? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the average lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years. Sayyidina Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself passed away at the age of 63. Now, if you sit back and calculate, if a person sleeps 8 hours a day out of 24, that's one third. If a person lived for 60 years, one third of his life went away in sleep. And then how many hours he puts together per day in partaking of meals and completing his necessities. And 4, 5, or 6 years have gone just in that. And then how many years of childhood and infancy have passed. So out of the 60 and 63 years, how many years are left? And out of that, whatever a person's age is, so many years have already passed. Then Hazrat is saying, chandin, just a few days, just make that effort, just make that effort to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Allahumma arhamna bitarkil ma'asi abadamma abqaytana. Allah, Have mercy upon us. Shower your mercy upon us in such a way that we stay away from your disobedience. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and our Shaykh has taught us, ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim, takun a'badan nas. O Abu Huraira, stay radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be the most pious person walking on the face of the earth. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that we so many rakats of nafal salah and keep so many nafal fast and do this and do that. Although we should endeavor to do all these things. That is a sign of what is in the heart. Iman is a thing which concerns the heart. And here Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi is speaking about the heart. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that definitely there is a piece of flesh and organ in the body. That if this body is correct, then the entire body, whatever actions will come out from it, those will be correct. And if this organ has to become corrupt, then the actions from that person will also be not good. Will also not be good. And then he said, Allah wahi al-qalb. Allah, take heed. Listen attentively. Open your ears. Take note. That organ of the body is the heart. And this heart changes in condition from time to time. The object is that whatever condition comes upon a person, to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. To be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi is saying that khalis shams to qamar jis dil mein bhi a jaye uske noor qalb se shams to qamar sharmaye. That the creator of the sun and the moon, the creator of light, the creator of everything, Khaliq, when he comes into a person's heart, when Allah is the object of a person, even our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the month of Rabiul Awwal is coming, Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model, 24 hours of our daily life, not only in the month of Rabiul Awwal, but the month of Rabiul Awwal is coming, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah will be speaking about seerah, how unfortunate that we only speak about it in that month, supposed to be throughout the year. Anyway, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our role model, but Allah says, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ. Our Shaykh has taught us that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a role model for that person who made Allah his object. That person whose focus is akhirah. Otherwise, وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ we will find fault even in the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That it is ancient, it is primitive, what you're walking around when the miswak is there, what is sick. We are living in modern times, we use toothpaste, toothbrushes, so much research went into all this. What are you using one stick? Well, aliyadu billah. So sunnah will attract, will be, for that person will make Allah his object. So that person whose focus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah becomes his object, and Allah comes into his heart, that everything afterwards, Allah first. Normally what we will say, a person is sick, you know, he's got stage 4 cancer, he's in hospital, Allah save us all. And then we say, you know, we went to the best doctor, to the best specialist, we got the best treatment. Nice in Allah's hands. It's supposed to have been the other way around. That first in Allah's hands, then we make the effort. So this is what we learn here. This is what we'll get at the feet of the Ahlullah. And what the Shaykh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that really, when it's such so simple the talks, and so easy to understand, if only I can really take that first step forward and accept it and put it into my heart and bring it into my life. So Khaliq al-Shams al-Qamar, the creator of this sun and the moon, the creator of light, the creator of effulgence, the creator of all goodness, when that creator comes into the heart of a person, then even the sun and moon start envying that person. The light that will emanate from that person. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when that heart is healthy and righteous, then the actions that will come out will be healthy and righteous and correct. That everybody around him will see only benefit in him and only benefit from that person. Then even the sun and moon will envy that heart. The noor that will come out from that heart, even the sun and moon and everything else will envy that heart. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi further says, uske jalwo ki tajalli dil mein jab le rahe hai, sare alam ka tamasha beqadar ho jaye. When the effulgence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah tawajjuh comes onto a person, when Allah comes into the heart, when it flutters in the heart of a person that every moment a person is just concerned, when can I go back to the masjid? When can I go and read another juz of Quran Sharif? When can I keep another nafal fast? When can I do this? When can I do that? The effects of the focus of the jazb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls a person towards Him, when that comes into her heart, the sare alam ka tamasha beqadar ho jaye. Then other people will be saying that, you know, buy gold. Gold is cheap. The price of gold is going to go up. The rate of the dollar is this. Let us make this investment. Let us do that. Buy a plot in this country and do this and that. Beqadar ho jaye. It will mean absolutely nothing to this person. The price of petrol can go up. It can go down. The currency rate can go whichever way it wants. It won't affect this person. This person's object will be only Allah and only Allah, and everybody around him will feel the effect of his actions, will feel his goodness, will always want to be in his company, will always want to benefit from him, and they will benefit from such a person. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says further, Khaliqe husne buta se parda jab uth jaye, garmi husne buta sab sar kyu ho jaye. When a person falls into illicit relations or into illicit dealings, business dealings, as Mullah mentioned before, five departments of deen, in it our business transactions. Hazrat Mullah Inamullah Sansab Rahmatullahi Alayhi Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that by doing good actions, deen will come into our lives. By doing good actions, deen will come into our lives. But when our dealings are going to be corrupt, then deen will go out of our lives. Deen will leave our lives when our business dealings and our transactions with others, when those are not correct, then deen will leave us faster than it comes into us. So, Khaliq Husne Buta, that Khaliq, that creator of the beauty of these mortal beauties, the creator of the beauty of these mortals, when that creator comes into a person's heart, then how is it that the beauty of everything else becomes nothing? It means nothing to a person. Now a person's attention is only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he realizes that everything, we hear this announcement all the time, our success lies in following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's just become a routine. But really we sit back and analyze that announcement that is made, that we hear week in, week out, every second, third day, that our success lies in following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only the reality of those words can come into my life, into my heart, really it will change a person's life. A person's focus will be different. Now all the trivial pursuits of life will mean absolutely nothing. A person will be focused towards akhirah, that the life of this world is so short. And I've got Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was on his deathbed and the ruler of the time came to visit him, Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala was weeping. So he asked him, you, a sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such great stature, such high rank, you crying, you weeping. He said, La abki ala dunyaka ya Marwan. Oh Marwan, I'm not crying about the dunya that Allah has blessed you with. I'm not crying that I'm now parting from my family and whatever that Allah has blessed me with in this world. I'm not crying upon that. But I'm crying and sobbing upon this, that the journey I'm going on is very, very long. And the provision I've sent ahead is very, very little. And who is saying this? Great sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I am the carrot and the radish of which farm? I'm just a number. How much effort should I not be making to get that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come into my heart, as our Shaykh has taught us so beautifully, that Mufti Mahmud Hassan Sahib Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, I think Razim, that one time when he was in the crew, where has Mufti Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, from India, an ordinary person, Muridin took him, and an Australian tourist saw him and said, if anybody is to tell me that this is God, I will believe it. Away from India, somebody from Australia, who put that respect of Mufti Sahib into the tourist's heart? Just observing, where did that come from? We haven't seen Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala al-Mujmain. We take the name of our Buzruganidin, Mullah Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Mullah Qasim Nanati rahmatullah alayhi. Allah shower them with enormous blessings, really. We can't repay them for all the sacrifices that deen has reached us. When we take the name, with what love we take it. Somebody has to speak bad of them or ill of them, then how bad we feel. We will want to hit that person. Where did this love come from? Why? We haven't seen them. We're not related to them or in any way. But the effort that they made to get Allah into their hearts, and the effort that they made that Allah, that the makhluk, the creation be linked to the Khaliq, that effort, because of that, Allah put their love into the hearts of people. And Allah loves a person, and Allah summons Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, says, "Oh Jibreel, I love this person. You should also love him." And comes into the other heaven and says, "Now Jibreel ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam says to the other angels that Allah has said he loves this person, you should also love him." And they also start loving that person. And then when they come into the dunya, into the world with all the responsibilities, then that love of that person is transferred from their hearts into the hearts of the creation. Not into the hearts of men, but into the hearts of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Rahmatullahi further says, "Dil mein yaad haqi garmi, dil ko jab garmaye," when the heat of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and it penetrates the heart, when it warms the heart, yaad har layla fani sard phir ho jaye. When the heat of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warms a person's heart, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into a person's heart, as Damat Barakatum is expressing so much, and always to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily, to take Allah's name at least 100 times a day, Allah, 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 and it's coming in the next couplet, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. When this will warm the heart, when it will penetrate the heart, then everything else will become meaningless, will become fruitless, will become, it will have absent. Why did Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh sacrifice the throne of Balkh when he was introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he realized who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, when he went out in pursuit of finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the mantle of kingdom and the throne and all that meant absolutely nothing. He left the royal robes, he left the royal palace, he left everything in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah made it that when he announced that his needle fell into the river, and how many hundreds of fishes brought up different types of needles, but he wanted his old rusted needle, which he got back. So his kingdom then wasn't upon people. It wasn't upon this world. His kingdom was now linked to the creator of all kingdoms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next couplet, "Ah, jab dunya se koi aakhir ko jaye, bas akele jaye, akela jaye hai, aur sab dhara reh jata hai." That, Hazrat taking a deep sigh and telling us, take heed. How is it? Don't we see that when a person leaves this world, no matter what his material assets were, Hazrat Damat Barakatum says so beautifully, did we ever see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, "Oh Jibreel, this man made so much effort. See, he's got hundreds of factories, he's got thousands of workers, he's got so many vehicles, he's got so many houses and holiday homes. Take his one holiday home with it and put it with him in his grave." Did we ever see it? No, it never happens. When a person leaves from this world, then he leaves with his hands open, signaling that everything is now finished. Now I'm going ahead. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us so beautifully that a person has got three people who are linked to him, three friends. One is wealth, one is family, and one is actions. When he goes into the qabr, his wealth will leave him immediately. As soon as his eyes close, everything becomes in the possession of somebody else. Now inheritance, now mirath, so much for the wife, so much for the son, so much for the father, so much for the child, whatever the case may be, all the percentages. And family and friends, they will go with him till the qabr. And after that, even if they stay there a few minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, after that, everybody is going to leave. A person is going to go alone, absolutely single, alone with nobody except his actions. So how is it that we see this all the time, but I, Ali, I can't take any lesson from it? Allah bless us with understanding. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says then, لا إله مقدم كلمة توحيد میں غیر حق جب جائے تب دل میں آ جائے. That in the kalima توحيد, the kalima of iman, the period, kalima طيبة, لا إله إلا الله. First is the negative, that لا إله, there is no God beside, there is no deity. We're negating everything that is not from my job, it's not from my shop, it's not from my position, it's not from my content, from my context, it's not from my wealth, it's not from anything. Anything and everything happens only with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha, the negative is first, then comes the positive. And Hazrat Allah Dhammad Barakatuhu teaches us so beautifully, really, that so simple to understand, that if I am thirsty and I ask a person for water, and he gives me water in a glass which inside is clean, in a vessel, in a cup which inside is clean, but outside it is soiled. The mechanic is working on his motor car, there's oil, there's grease, there's grime, or whatever the case may be, there's mud on his hand, and he touches the glass, and he gives me the glass, I will feel very, very awkward to drink that water. That's ordinary municipal water, let alone Zamzam. If somebody is going to offer you Zamzam in that way, then what will you say? Then that heart, which is full of everything else besides Allah, my job, my position, my wealth, my shop, my dust, my contact, my family, my children, this and that, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَرُ. Nothing came to the benefit of Abu Lahab. He said to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that first of all, وَلَيَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ, I don't believe in your deity, I don't believe in your Allah. And if what you say is true, that there is a day of judgment, then I will buy my ransom, I will pay for it. I've got so much wealth, I've got so much family, they will come to my benefit. Nothing will come to a person's avail. So la ilaha, that is first in the kalimah tawhid. To negate everything besides Allah and bring Allah into the heart. When everything else will leave the heart, when a person will not trust upon anything besides Allah, as we said at the onset, the teaching of our Shaykh, that first, supposed to have been first Allah. Unfortunately, me, Ali, I put Allah last. Now we've done everything, we did this, we tried that, we did that. I supposed to have taken the masala. How Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, where two rakats of salah could make water gush from the soil of a desert. How Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in could draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just through two rakats of salah. But I, really, where am I? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding, give us all tawfiq. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, غير حق جب جائے تب دل میں حق آ جائے. When we'll take out, when we'll cleanse the heart of everything and every being besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into that heart. Then the very first couplet that Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi said, uske noor qalb se shams qamar sharmaye. When Allah will come into the heart to that extent, then even the sun and the moon, the angels and everything, Hazrat Allah teaches us so beautifully, that Allah created us with responsibilities. Now I must pay the rent, now I must bring food, put food on the table, now I must buy clothes for the children, now I must do this, now I must do that. With all my responsibilities, still I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still Allah is my object. Then the angels say, is this that insan that we objected to? When Allah wanted to create insan, are these angels, are we angels, or are these angels? That with all their lafras, with all their baggage, with all their responsibilities, still they worshipping Allah, still they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. So these are actually angels. What their responsibilities? Allah is their object. Allah is their focus. And the last couplet, the last stanza, which is the crux of the entire poem, as Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Sare alam mein yahi akhtar ki hai aafwa, chand din khoon tamanna se khuda mil jaye. That this is the cry, the yearning of my heart. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi is using his name. And this is the yearning of every wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Stay in their company. And always, the humble servant gives us a small example, that a glass of water, if you take it and put it into the fridge, it will become cold. And you put it in a freezer, it's going to change its form and become ice. And you take the same glass of water and put it on the stove, it's going to boil to such an extent that you won't be able to even touch it. The same glass of water. But it became affected, it got affected by its environment. When it was on the stove, it boiled. When it was in a freezer, it became ice. A person is in good company, going to Jamaat. I don't read Tahajjud, I don't read Tawabi, I don't even read Salah. But he's in that environment now, everybody, he's going to reach Allah. One night he won't wake up, two nights he won't wake up, third night, fourth night he'll see everybody waking up, 2 o'clock, he'll tell somebody, wake me also up. And for you also start with it. So the environment plays in a way, that is why Allah says, Kunuma Sadiqin. Stay at the feet of the Sadiqin. And stay with them, Hatta Takunu Mislahum. Until you become like them, without any effort, they will introduce you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah won't be a five letter word in our life. It won't be just A-double-L-A-H. It won't be just Alif Lam Lam Ha. It will be now Allah will be a loving being in our life. Another Allah rahmatullah says, this is the yearning, this is my cry. This is a cry of every worry of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the makhluk should be linked with the Khaliq. That we should find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we should achieve the object of creation, that why Allah created us, that should be fulfilled. That we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we bring Allah into our lives. Chand din khoon tamanna se khuda mil jaye. Take lesson that it is a life of, in Urdu they say, do pal ki zindagi. It's just two wings of an eye, today and tomorrow. Today you hear, tomorrow you not hear. Now you heard that, I read Isha Salah with the person, you went outside, one time it happened, Eid Salah. We were together with the person was driving, before he could reach the next place, but we read Eid Salah together. We were here together, just now we were together. So it's just a matter of a few moments. Life is so short, as I tried to explain to myself first, that whatever the person's age is, one third of it went in sleep, and a good portion of it went in defecation and relieving oneself. And not so much of it went in just fulfilling other necessities, and so much of it went in trivial pursuits. How much is left? Just control ourselves, bring little bit discipline into myself, and tread the path, and inshallah, Allah will come into our heart. Allah bless me with tawfiq first to understand what I have said, bring it into my life, and everybody else.